Okay, so I'm really excited to tell you about Get Soapy. It's got to be the easiest way to manage and grow your exterior cleaning business. With direct debit payments, SMS messaging, expense tracking, route optimization, and the lead marketplace, all built in to Get Soapy. It's the only app you need for your business. You can get paid more quickly and save over £200 a year compared to other leading direct debit providers by using Get Soapy to automatically charge your customers. You can get started with a 3-month free trial plus 25 lead credits and 200 SMS credits by going to getsoapy.com/AM trial. Or just follow the link in the bottom of every podcast description. Window cleaning, gutter cleaning, pressure washing, roof cleaning. Get yourself an exterior cleaning podcast mug.
Enjoy a cup of tea with Ashley.
Interviews, tips, reviews, business advice. The AM Exterior Cleaning Podcast. Okay, then, here we are. It's the AM Exterior Cleaning Podcast. How are you doing out there? I hope you're looking after yourselves. I hope you like the new vibe. Slightly different feel to the podcast now. This is Series 3. Here we are. We've got to Series 3. So, just trying to work out here. We did 21 episodes of Series 2 altogether. And series one had 14 episodes, so that's 35 episodes altogether of the podcast so far. Pretty awesome. Yeah, I've interviewed some amazing people, and the one thing I always like to say is that I love to learn from other people and what they do in their businesses. So it's great to talk to different people and get an exchange of ideas. So that's always been a major theme for me and something I've tried to do with the podcast. But I got to the point where I realised that I haven't actually interviewed that many people in our own industry of exterior cleaning. I mean, there have been a few good ones as well. So Series 3, I really wanted to kind of take stock and really focus in on us guys on the tools in the industry, in the exterior cleaning industry, and speak to a few people, yeah, and get that exchange of ideas within our own industry. So that'd be really good. So I put a message out on my social media asking for anyone out there, if you've got a good story, if you've been on a bit of a business journey, or maybe you're new to the business and you're just learning your way, or you've been in it for years and years and you've developed your business over time, whatever it is, maybe you would like to be on the podcast. I've done quite a few interviews in the past over Zoom. It's possible to do it that way as well. So yeah, get in touch with me here on the podcast and we'll see if we can sort something out. That would be a really cool thing to do. So thanks for joining me today. I'm recording this then on Friday afternoon, late afternoon. I just got in and I am wrecked. I've had just one of those weeks and I feel like, you know, when you get to the end of the week and you feel like your body's been through the ringer. It's a bit like that. I've had a couple of big roof clean jobs on this week with Paul. I've just come off a big commercial window clean job today. I was pushing 60 foot cleaning a big commercial glass panel this morning. So yeah, it's been, what a week it's been. And so I've actually got in, sat down, I've grabbed the beer out of the fridge. Look, there we go. So I'm slightly different vibe on the podcast today. So we had a job this week and it was Paul's customer. Actually, I did this roof cleaning job with Paul and his customer gave us a couple of beers at the end of the at the end of the job as a thank you. So I thought, I know what I'm going to do with that. I'll take that home, crack it open on the podcast, and we'll go home and do the podcast. So there we go. It's one of those days today. I couldn't wait just to get in and get a cold beer and just have a sit back and have a chat with you guys on the podcast. I nearly was very tempted to do it sitting out in the garden. Actually, it's a nice day, and I came out the house with my laptop and put it down on the table in the on the patio. I was nearly like, oh, should I just do the podcast here? But no, I've come into the garage. I think the sound quality will be better. There's no wind or anything like that. No distractions from the dog or the kids. So yeah, here we are in the garage as normal, but this time I've got a beer instead of a cup of tea. So I hope that's okay with you guys, and you can enjoy the podcast in whichever way you want. Whatever refreshment you like to have with the podcast is fine by me. I'm taking a slightly chilled approach to it. I'm still doing the mugs though, so if you want to get yourself a podcast mug, you can still get a podcast mug. I'd love to hear from you. If you want to get in touch and drop me an email, you can, ashley@aemackintosh.com. I'd love to hear your stories. I'd love to hear what episodes of the podcast you've been enjoying. That'd be really great. And I'll read out any good ones. I'd love to give you guys a shout out as well out there, and get some of that interaction going. It's really good. So I hope you enjoy the podcast. I hope you find it useful. And all of that. And yeah, tons of stuff I want to talk about on the podcast today. Very exciting. I'm going to tell you about a couple of new projects I've been working on, which if you've been following me for a long time, maybe you might have noticed that I haven't been putting out so many YouTube videos recently. I mean, at one point I was doing like 3 videos a week most weeks, I think, at one time. But yeah, so recently I'm just struggling. I'm trying to keep up 1 video a week, but some I've missed out a few weeks. But that's because I've got some exciting other projects that I've been working on in the background. So I'm going to tell you a bit more about that. Topic today that I want to talk about in particular is how you structure your business. Really important. It's something I've learned about, I think, as time's gone on. So I really want to talk about that. So later on in the podcast, we'll do that. So yeah, this is the thing as well. If you're listening and you'd like to get yourself a mug, there is a link at the bottom of every podcast description. Don't forget to check out these links. If there's someone who's been on the podcast and you want to find out more information, quite often that episode, there'll be a link at the bottom of the podcast description for that person. If you want to find out more information or visit their website, if they're a business or something like that, the link will always be at the bottom of the podcast description. So please check it out. And the exclusive discount code from Window Cleaning Warehouse, all of that stuff, it's in the podcast description. So don't forget to check those out. There's also a link you can support the podcast as well. So I really appreciate your help and support. Without you guys, the podcast would not be possible. So even if you're just listening, even if it helps you get through the day, whatever it might be, I hope you enjoy the podcast and I hope you find it useful. Right, so a couple of quick hellos. I had a nice message here from Lee, who supported the podcast and got himself a podcast mug. And he sent me a little message as well. He said, thank you for the mug and pen that I sent. He said, keep up the fantastic podcasts and the YouTube content. It's a godsend to people like me. I'm in the process of buying all my equipment to start my pressure washing business in April next year. Ah, so he's just getting everything together. He's getting ready, getting organised for his business to start in April. He went to buy all his equipment and van, so he's got no overheads by the time he starts. Okay, sounds like a plan. I like your style, so you're well organised. Lee says he's been a lorry driver for 25 years and missed so much of his family life and watching his kids grow up. And my channel's given him the help he needs to make a drastic change in his life. Hope to see you at the Cleaning Expo in September. looking forward to the next podcast. So big hello to you, Lee. I'm so glad that you find the channel useful. It's helping you make changes in your life. That's awesome that you've been able to take those steps. Yeah, and spend more time with your family. That's what I love to hear, stories like that, really, when people making changes in their lives so they can spend more time with their families and their kids and all of that stuff. How about that? That's really great to hear from you. So thanks for your message, and thanks for supporting the podcast as well. And then another message, nice message here, which came from John Lockhart. I think this might have been on Facebook. Anyway, I've got it written down here. He says, fantastic podcast interview with Mark Cave from Softwash UK. Yes, so that was last month, a couple of episodes ago. Tons of really interesting information, benefiting from Mark Cave's experience as well, who runs Softwash UK. But John says, I started driveway cleaning last year and was very reluctant at first to use sodium hypochlorite. There's a lot of different opinions in using sodium hypochlorite and also mixing surfactants. This helped to clear up a lot of worries that I had. Keep up the great work, Ashley. So thanks, John, yeah, for getting in touch. It was tons of really useful information on that episode from Mark Cave. And yeah, it can be really difficult on some of the kind of Facebook forums and stuff like that, where there's a lot of different opinions flying around. And really, you just want the solid information to help you get the job done, don't you? And to help understand these things. So that's one of the reasons why I really was keen to get Mark Cave on. And he's got his own podcast as well, which is really, really useful and helpful. So lots of really good information there. So thanks for your message as well, John. It's great to hear from you. Great to hear from you all out there. So yeah, get in touch with me here on the podcast, ashley@aemackintosh.com. You can also contact me on social media as well, and I'd love to get your messages. Oh yes, and wherever you get your podcasts from, it would be really great if you could give me a review, if that's possible. Apple Podcasts, you're able to actually write a review, so really love it if you're able to write a nice review. That would be great. If you're able to give it 5 stars review, give it 5 stars. That would be really awesome. And why not subscribe? You can even, I think on most podcast providers, you are able to subscribe to a show. So make sure you hit the plus button, the bell button, the subscribe button, whatever it is. And that will make sure every time there's a new episode, it gets sent to you and you'll have it ready to go every Monday or 3 Mondays. So that's what we're doing. Yes, 3 Mondays out of 4 normally in a month, there'll be an episode with me discussing a particular topic, reading out your emails, saying a few hellos, all of that stuff, and then 2 other episodes which will be interview episodes with someone from our industry. So really looking forward to the new series ahead. There's a whole new feel, a whole new vibe to the podcast, so I hope you like it. Let me know what you think. Yeah, that would be good. Why not? Okay, so what is this project that I've been working on? I'm really excited to be able to tell you guys about it because, and I haven't spoken about it anywhere else, I put out a little kind of sneak peek kind of post on my Instagram the other day. But basically, yeah, I have been working on a couple of things in the background which I haven't wanted to say too much about. I wanted to tell you on the podcast because it kind of links in with the podcast a little bit as well. Because I've had my business now for over 25 years, and I feel like it's been a long, tough road in many ways, building up my business from scratch, from virtually nothing. I mean, you've heard that I feel like I go on about this a lot, and I don't know if you've heard my story. I've done it on my YouTube channel. I think the first episode of the podcast, I kind of told my story of how I started. It seems like a long time ago now. But anyway, so yeah, I had no training of any kind when I started my business. And I've learned as I've gone along, like loads of us out there do. You kind of just go for it and you pick things up as you go and that kind of stuff. So I get to the point where I am now, where I feel like I've learned a lot through doing the YouTube channel as well, because when I make videos on the YouTube channel, people make comments and you get some experienced people making comments and making suggestions. So they say, why haven't you tried this? Why haven't you done it this way? Why didn't you do it that way? And, you know, sometimes I think, well, no, I didn't do it that way. I tried it that way once before, and that's why I'm doing it the way I'm doing it in the video. So sometimes that happens, or sometimes it'll be, oh, actually, that's quite a good suggestion. I might try that next time. And so I do try that next time. And so you build up kind of knowledge and experience from that kind of interchange of ideas that just comes through the YouTube channel. And then I'm always talking about how, you know, working with other people, you pick up tips and advice from other people. And I've had different people working with me over the years who have then gone off and started their own businesses. And, you know, I end up thinking, oh, maybe I talk too much while I'm working. I give away too many ideas and people get tips and advice from me. And then they've gone off and started their own business. So this whole thing, and then on the podcast, that happens even more. The more people I talk to on the podcast, the more I learn. I'm learning all the time, and we're all learning all the time. Every day is a school day, as they say. But yeah, so I'm passionate about helping other people in business. If I was going to start my business again with the knowledge I have now, I'd definitely do it very differently. But the trouble is, I can't go back. I can't turn the clock back and start again. You know, I'm in this position I am now with the experience I have. So I wanted to try and find a way to share that. So the last couple of years then, I've been doing the one-to-one training sessions where I put together these training sessions and people get in touch with me. And it worked really well kind of during COVID because everyone was getting into using Zoom and video conference. So I set up this thing where I'd do video conferences with people, and they would, and I'd go through some training with them and help them get their businesses started. And I speak to a lot of people who maybe are coming out of other industries. Maybe they've got some redundancy money, that kind of stuff, and they want to get into exterior cleaning, start their own business. A bit like Lee here, who was telling us he wants to spend more time with his children and all of that. So people wanting to do their own business and get flexibility into their lives and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I'm passionate about helping people to get a better start in their business than I did. I guess that's it. And I've learned some stuff along the way where I'm like, I kick myself now. It's like, why didn't I do this sooner? It's that kind of thing. So I want to help people like that. And I'm passionate about that and sharing that knowledge. And that's partly what drives me to do the YouTube videos, to do the podcasts as well. I love that interchange of ideas and helping people out and all of that. So anyway, it seems like a long story. I wanted to like take that to the next level. And the difficulty with the one-to-one training sessions, what happens is you end up saying a lot of the same stuff over and over again. So yeah, it can be a little bit drawn out. It's difficult finding the time for the other person and to tie in with my schedule and having that time to sit down. So anyway, I fine-tuned this idea and I've started a new website which will be geared around the training courses. So it's a new training website where you have a login page. As a user out there, you can log in to the AE Macintosh online training website, and there'll be a range of training courses there which you can use and benefit from. So this is awesome. So all my knowledge and experience will be put into these training courses, So the great thing about using this method and having training courses in this way is that you will be able to see the range of training courses there. And each training course will have written material. It will also have exclusive video content. So it won't be anything from my YouTube channel. It will be detailed videos that will go into tool explanations. It might be things like walking you through a job, exactly how to carry out a job. It might be techniques on how to use a piece of tool or equipment. It might be business advice and things that I've done in my business. I've even got some exclusive video content from interviews that I've done with business owners and how they've put certain business principles into practice in their businesses and how it's worked for them and how they've grown their business. So someone on the course can use and apply those principles and see how those business theories actually work in practice. And a lot of those business theories is what I found can work for kind of a large scale business. They can work for a one man band. So just applying some of those little things can benefit, even like a window cleaner, or if you wanted to get into a pressure washing business, whatever it might be. That's what I've learned over the years, is just to apply some of these little ideas and principles. If only I'd known it years ago. It's that kind of stuff. So the first training course that will be on the website is a business startup training course, and it's like everything I wish someone had told me before I started my business. And that's what it is. I put it all into this course. So if you're new to the business, or you want to start a business, or you're nervous about going self-employed or anything like that, this course will be step by step everything you need to know. So planning out your budget, setting up a name for your business, branding, your logo, everything you need, how to quote for jobs, how to go about marketing, how you're going to pick up work. So that first course is basically a step-by-step guide in how to go self-employed. And hopefully it's kind of like, there's a couple of interviews in there with guys as well that I've met and spoken to. So a lot of exclusive video content. There'll be downloadable kind of guides and worksheets to help you along the way. So I'm really excited about this whole concept. And then as time goes on, I'll add more courses to it, you see. So there'll be tools and techniques courses for window cleaning. So if you wanted to start up a window cleaning aspect of your business, there'll be tools and techniques for pressure washing as well, whether you want to do driveways and patios, get into roof cleaning, maybe soft washing, gutter cleaning, all this kind of stuff. I'd really like to do a more detailed course on marketing. There's some really good marketing techniques which I've learned about, which I wish I'd known years ago, stuff like that. I'd really like to do like a camera course for taking photos and videos to promote your business, creating content to promote your business. That could be a little course. I think that might be a little way down the line. But this is the kind of stuff people ask me about all the time. You know, I'm getting messages from people asking me for my advice and help. So I'd really like to put all my advice and help into this one place, so I can say to someone, look, this is all the advice. It's all there, ready for you. So then the range of courses will be there available once you've created your login, and you'll be able to purchase the ones that you want. But the great thing about that is, and this is partly why I think it's a great idea, is that once you've purchased that course, it will be there for you to do in your own time, in your own way. And you can also refer back to it whenever you want. You just log in and you can refer back to that one and look at the information again. If there's something you're not sure about and you want to come back to it, it'll all be there for you to use again. So, hopefully, as it builds up over time, it will be a complete resource that will help and support your business. Because this is the other thing I've thought about from time to time. You know, in certain other industries, in certain other jobs, they will have regular staff training because they realise that investing in their staff will benefit the business. So that's a really important aspect of the business, investing in their business in that way. And I don't think we always appreciate that, maybe in the exterior cleaning industry, you know, just to have a way of increasing and improving our knowledge and experience through some kind of training. I'm hoping that my website and the courses, the range of courses there, can really help us support a business as it grows and develops as well into other things. So maybe you start a business and you want to start a window cleaning business at first, but then over time you want to gradually progress into other aspects of exterior cleaning, then hopefully you'll be able to do that through the courses. And also I will be the course, this sounds a bit strange to be honest, but I'll be like the course tutor. But sometimes I speak to people and say, if you're starting a business, that you really need a mentor to help and support you in what you're doing. So hopefully if you're looking to start a business, I can be almost like that mentor, basically, who helps and supports you through these courses. You'll be able to get in touch with me as well through the website, and I will be able to address any questions that you have, give you any additional support that you might need as well. So that's a really exciting aspect of it, is a way of being able to help and support people in their business as time goes on. So yeah, that's the idea. I'm quite excited about it. There's nothing else quite like this in the exterior cleaning industry. I mean, any other training courses that are out there are usually connected to a company that basically wants to sell you a product at the end of the day. So I'm really excited that, as someone like myself who's kind of independent, I can put a training course together that gives independent advice and help for someone who wants to start a business. So that's kind of the idea behind it. So yeah, and I hope it can help out a few more people, maybe like Lee, who are making big changes in their lives. That's a really exciting thing, to think that I can help people like that, and I can support people to make those kind of changes. And you know, I really want to help people make a success of their businesses as well. So there is another exciting thing that I've been doing sort of in connection with this that I wanted to tell you about just quickly. I've been working with a company called Get Soapy. I don't know if you've heard of this company or you've seen them about before. But this guy, Malcolm, his name is Malcolm, got in touch with me, and he's like a, I don't know how to describe him. He's like an app developer, but he has a day job and he works for another company building kind of web-based applications. And yeah, he's seen my channel on YouTube and all of that, and he was basically interested in building an application to help window cleaners look after their round and build their businesses in general. So he got in touch with me quite a long time ago now, and at first I wasn't that interested, but now as time's gone on, I've become more and more motivated to help people in business and things like that. And some of his ideas, the more I find out about his ideas, I'm like, oh, actually this could be really good, and even support and help your business grow. So yeah, so I've started working with Malcolm and supporting him and helping him kind of tweak his app a little bit so that it works as well as it can do for guys like myself and yourselves out there in the exterior cleaning industry. So it's one of these apps that kind of looks after your customers. It helps with invoicing and quotations. It's still quite in early development, so it's quite basic for now, but obviously as time goes on he's going to be developing it even more, and I'm helping him to do that. A couple of the things that he's integrating into the app, which I think are really, really good, is what he calls the lead marketplace. So through the app, it can actually generate job inquiries for you, which is really awesome. How it works is you buy kind of credits, and then you can choose a lead. If you want to purchase it, you can, and you spend a certain amount of credits. But the other thing is, if you don't want that lead. It's called the lead marketplace, where you can trade and swap leads with other people nearby using the app. So it's quite an interesting concept to see how it's going to develop. And there's some really exciting features we're working on, how it will make it much easier for you to collect payments from your customers, record keeping, scheduling your work. All of these things will be coming later down the line. Hopefully, they'll be ready by the time we get to the Cleaning Expo, which is the other exciting thing. Loads of really exciting things happening, because at the expo, the Cleaning Expo, I'm going to be on a stand with Malcolm. We're kind of like sharing a stand because we're working together. So there's going to be the AE Macintosh online training part of the stand at one end, and there's going to be the Get Soapy part of the stand on the other side. So we're going to be there together, talking about the way we're helping and supporting businesses. So it's really cool, really exciting. And I don't think there's anything else quite like this in the industry. So I'm hoping it works. So for me personally, I really wanted to do something that helps and support other guys out there who are trying to get into the industry or trying to make a success of being self-employed. And I think these things can really help and support someone in doing that. Sharing my experience as well, and trying to support people as much as possible. So yeah, I really hope it helps people to do that. Right, so of course, then, this topic, I said we were going to discuss how to structure your business. So this is a little thing that I've come to realization over the years, over 25 years of running my own business. I kind of spent years and years plugging away, doing things a certain way. And over the years, I've realized more and more how quickly and easily you can develop a business, especially a window cleaning business. And the key to it, I think, is the way you structure your business. I hope that's the right expression for what I'm trying to say or trying to get across. So maybe I should explain. Window cleaners have regular customers every month, which is great for running a consistent business. But I think a lot of the time, window cleaners don't realise the potential they have with that, because they've got that body of loyal customers. They've got a customer base who they've got a really strong relationship. If you see those customers regularly every month, maybe, and you stop and have a little chat with them, it's that whole thing that window cleaners do that are kind of known for. So, yeah, if you've got a strong customer base like that, the potential there is massive. And this is the kind of thing that a lot of businesses strive for. That's what they want to get out of their business. For example, if you take a business like that sells stuff, like Amazon, for example, this is kind of like completely opposite end of the business spectrum. But if you take a business like Amazon, they sell stuff. And the thing is, if you sell stuff and that's your business, your income will fluctuate from month to month at different times of the year. Some months you'll sell a lot of your stuff, other months not so much. And so, you know, it fluctuates. What you really need is a regular income. So what a business like, say, Amazon, for example, does is it tries to establish a regular subscription from its customers. Now, we know this, don't we? Amazon Prime. Probably a lot of us out there are paying for Amazon Prime. And what do we get from Amazon Prime? Not an awful lot. Well, you kind of do. I'm being a bit pessimistic. But you get priority delivery, you know, or whatever it is that you get. But the point is that you get your customers to pay a regular fee every single month. Now, it might, for each customer, that only might be a relatively small fee. And actually, I think it's been in the news recently because they've just put up their fee, right? But what it means for that business, a business that sells stuff, now they've got a regular income. They've generated regular revenue every single month from those people that are paying that small fee. And probably most of us are paying for things like that, and we're paying it and we forget about it, and it just, that few pounds each month comes out, and we don't really think anything of it. But for that company, that's massive. They've got this regular income stream coming in addition to their fluctuating stuff that they're selling. Brilliant. You have got a strong business now. And if you want to get a loan from the bank, you know, if you've got a big project you want to work on and you need a bit of extra cash, you can go to a bank and say, look at this regular income we're generating. So that makes for such a strong business from a business point of view. I'll give you another example. Like, I bought a printer recently. Okay. I bought a printer recently. We know how cheap it is to buy a printer because they want you to buy their printer so that you'll buy the expensive ink cartridges. That's the bit you have to buy on a regular basis that costs a fortune. It's the cartridges that cost a fortune, buying the ink. But what I did recently when I bought my printer is now they want you to pay for the cartridges with a little monthly fee, a little monthly payment, and it's like $1.99 or $2.99 a month or something like that. So it's, you know, hardly anything. But now that business that sells printers, it hasn't got a business with, you know, we haven't sold many printers this month, what are we going to do? Oh, we've got no income this month, we've got to pay staff, we've got to do this, that and the other, we've got to pay all our fees, you know. Now they've got people paying a subscription every month to get their print cartridges sent to them without them having to go to a shop, all of that. But they're generating a regular subscription every month. They've got that regular income. That makes for such a much stronger business model, principally because you've got that regular stream of income and then you're selling your product, which is going to fluctuate. And, you know, that is great. So what I'm trying to say is, for an exterior cleaning company, we've got that regular subscription already. If you're a window cleaner, you've got your regular subscription. You've got your loyal customers. They're paying that small fee every month, or maybe every other month, whatever the case may be. But they're more than happy with that. They're happy with the service they're getting. And you, as a business owner, can be confident that that customer will pay that fee every month. They're used to paying it. They like the service they're getting. They like you as a business. And so they pay that fee. But what a lot of window cleaners don't have is the additional product which they're selling, for example, that's fluctuating up and down every month. So I think this was a realization for me, really, that I feel like I spent years and years building up that window cleaning round. And it can be a bit of a slog, you know. Every day you're just trying to get through as much work as you can, and then you're trying to condense that work into various locations, so that maybe you're in the same street, you work down a street all day or a certain village, and so you work through that work as quickly as you can, and that's how you're trying to make the most money. But actually, if you stop and go, hang on a minute, this customer who's paying £20-25 to have their windows cleaned will probably pay £150-200 to have their driveway cleaned. They'll pay £80-100 to have their gutters cleaned out. Now, those things aren't going to happen as often and as regularly as the window clean, but how good would that be if you offer those additional services and you sell to your existing customers? It's an absolute no-brainer. And it's something that I wish I had done years and years ago. And I would have built my business so much more quickly. So this is what I say to people who are starting new businesses. And some people come to me and say that they want to start a pressure washing business, for example. They've seen the satisfying videos. They want to start a pressure washing business. They'd love a bit of that. Looks like fun. And I say to them, well, have you thought about maybe just picking up a few window cleaning customers, develop a little window cleaning round, and then when your pressure washing goes quiet in the winter, you've still got this window cleaning going. Every single month, you'll have that window cleaning there, and you know it's there every month. You know you can rely on that. And then if you pick up a load of pressure washing jobs, great. You know, you've made more money on the pressure washing jobs. But it will take much longer to build up that kind of customer base, those repeat customers. It's going to take a year or two before your first customers start thinking about it again for just something like pressure washing. So that's the strength with window cleaning. And I know there's some guys out there who are just happy to tick over with a bit of window cleaning and a regular window cleaning round and all of that. So I'm not saying, you know, everyone has to do it this way, but I just think it's much more of a rounded business to have that. Yes, you've got your regular income, which you can rely on, but to bring in a few of those bigger scores, £100 here, a couple of £100 there, that can make such a big difference to your business in terms of growth, in terms of your own physical well-being. Because I love now to mix it up a bit as well. Just to have a few different things going on can make such a big difference. And one of the things I think a window cleaner would say is like, well, where am I going to get the time to fit in these extra jobs? I'm busy with my window cleaning round. But then if you need to get someone in and help you keep on top of things so that you can make a bit of time for some of this extra work. And then what I do now is I'm just very strict about the way I schedule my week. I mean, it's been a particularly busy week this week. It's just the way it's worked out, which is what happens sometimes. But I guess that's something I've been getting used to over time is having other people working with me or for me, and being able to bring in the manpower when you need it. If particularly a lot of leads have come in for some reason, sometimes that happens. And so you just have some guys you can get in touch with, or you have some regular help a couple of days a week from someone. Yeah, sometimes it's easier said than done. I do get that. But I just wanted to talk about that a little bit on the podcast, because that's been a massive learning curve for me over the years. And I kick myself so much now. I'm like, why didn't I do this kind of thing sooner? So yeah. And sometimes it's just adjusting your thinking a little bit, because I think I felt like I was on a bit of a treadmill with window cleaning, building up my round. And, you know, I love window cleaning and I haven't got a bad word to say about it. It helped me out when I was going through a tough time, and that's how I started my business and all of that stuff. So I haven't got anything against window cleaning, but I think there's opportunities out there. Once you've got a window cleaning round, you've got a business there that you could really push to the next level if you had a mind to. But yeah, it depends what you want to get out of your business. And, you know, not everyone wants to push things in that way. Everyone's got different circumstances, different time in life, whatever it might be. So I just wanted to put that out there today. And I think that's just about all we've got time for today, actually. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? So lots of exciting things coming up in the future. I hope you enjoyed the new version of the podcast, the new feel we've got, and I hope you enjoy listening to it. Really looking to getting stuck into chatting with some of you guys out there as well. So if you go and check out the training website, it should be, if you're listening on Monday, it should go live today. AE Macintosh online training. Go and check it out. There will also be a link to it on my main exterior cleaning page, aemacintosh.com. So you can go and see it there. I'll put a link, of course, in the bottom of every podcast description so you can find it. And there will be regular emails going out as well. So sign up to the emails and then you'll get notified when there's a new course available, that kind of stuff. So really exciting to see how it's going to develop and take shape. So it's really good. Go and check it out. Don't forget to get in touch with me. I love to hear from you guys here on the podcast.
You've been listening to can get in touch with Ashley on the podcast by email on ashley@aemackintosh.com. You can also connect with him on social media via Instagram at aemackintosh and find him on Twitter at @macintoshclean and on Facebook at @aemackintosh cleaning services.
Don't forget to check out the links at the bottom of every podcast description. Thanks for listening. Take care. Until next time, all the best, and see you again very soon. And don't forget, check out the links at the bottom of every episode description.